Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, we hear in today's Gospel of Christmas Midnight Mass how an angel appeared to shepherds and brought them news. And you, we first read about the shepherds' reaction that they feared with the great fear. This is Bible speaking, and in a language saying that when they saw an angel, they were very, very much afraid. Usually the signs from heaven, and they give impression to the people that now something significant or fearsome is about to happen. So it was natural for the shepherds to be afraid at the first sight of an angel. But some months earlier, another angel had also appeared to Blessed Virgin Mary. And at the sight of this angel, Mary had not been afraid. And why? Because she was always trustworthy and humble, the handmaid of the Lord. She who always had nothing but godly desires and desired to serve him and always do his will, she never had nothing to fear from God or from God's angels. But the rest of us who are and are still at to the end of our lives plagued with sin, whenever we think about God's upcoming judgment or some great news or things which are about to be given to the world, we are kind of afraid, and we wonder that what shall be my position in the final judgment. Or when we think and speak about death, so oftentimes our minds are filled with fear instead of the great desire to see God, and the thought that death is in fact just a transition from this life to even better everlasting life. So you see how the reactions of Mary and reactions of the shepherds, they were so completely different. But the angel had this great message to the shepherds, which should be the message to us as well on this Christmas night. Fear not. The angel who is the mouthpiece of God, he brings us glad tidings about the upcoming peace and the great Messiah who takes away our sins. In other words, takes away the reason why we should be fearful of God or fearful of death. Once Christ is born to us, once he has become our Savior and our Redeemer, then we truly have nothing to fear, neither concerning life or concerning death. So when Jesus was born there, right in the neighborhood of Bethlehem, the shepherds, they had been watching, keeping night watch with their flock. And this was in the valley below the town, in the very same parts where King David had all those centuries before kept his father's sheep. And right after the shepherds heard this great and joyful message from the angels, then they from the angel, they then suddenly saw many angels, and these choirs of angels, they were singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will." And when they heard this joyful and her glorious song, then all the fear disappeared. They then believed the words of the angel, namely that Messiah was now here. And the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go and see the word that has come to pass." And exactly that they did. They found the baby exactly as the angel had described. There was Christ the Lord. There was their Savior. There was their Redeemer who would take away their sins and who would remove all fear from them. So the shepherds fell on their knees before the manger and they adored this sweet little child who now finally had arrived, the one whom they and their ancestors had for centuries waited for so long time. To Joseph, also they told to Saint Joseph and to Holy Mary everything what they had seen and heard while they were shepherding their sheep, and all about what the angels had said and what they had sung. And it says very touchingly in this sacred scripture that Mary kept all these things in her heart and she pondered them. How good and pious was the mother of her God, and what a great source of joy were the words and news of the shepherds to her. She treasured every word what the shepherds had seen and heard through the testimony of this angel. And together with the testimony of Gabriel, who had first announced the coming of this Messiah, from those announcements, she knew that she had been given birth the Savior, the Christ, the Son of God. Dear faithful, the Advent time, the times of penance and preparation, is now over. Now it's time to be joyful and rejoice that Christ has been given to us. He has arrived. And we should also now, at the latest, take good heed to the words of the angel who spoke to the shepherds, namely, fear not. There's so many causes why people are afraid in today's world. They are afraid of financial troubles. They are afraid of closures, distancing mandates, lockdowns, and most of all, they are afraid of death. But we Catholics who heed to the words of the angel, namely, fear not, and who have received Messiah who takes away our sins, we have nothing to fear, neither from the part of life or from the part of death. Those people who are so much concerned about material things, how they will manage in this life, what possible new dangers might be lurking at this next upcoming and starting year. Those people always are those who have not heed to the words of the angel and are constantly afraid, because the material world is the only thing what the people of the world have, and they thought about losing that, it terrifies them and they are constantly afraid. But to the servant of God who has seen Christ now being given to us, he has no reason to be afraid anymore, because this life, like said, is not anything but the preparation or Advent time for the greatest form of life there can ever be, namely glorious and life with God in heaven. And the thought about death should not fill us with so much concern or so much sorrow or so much fear, but death should be seen as it is, namely gateway to the everlasting life, where not only sin has been taken away and not only punishment has been taken away, but all even possibility of sinning or even all possibility of sorrow has been permanently deleted and destroyed. This child has removed our fear. The angels, they were not sent to the emperor or to the king or even to the great doctors or great masters of religion. No, they were sent to the simple shepherds, and those shepherds show to us that it is for everyone Christ was given, and he wants to redeem and take away the sins of everyone. And as soon as the shepherds heard the message, they did not run away filled with fear, but no, they ran to the manger, and there they adored their Savior, who was also the Savior of the world. That's how we should conduct ourselves as well, have nothing to fear from the world, but always running to adore our dear Savior, who is our Redeemer as well. So Advent is over, time of rejoicing is here. Those who lived in expectation of the Messiah, they were so happy when he finally came. We have nothing to fear anymore because he is here. He has been born. We still have his teachings. We have his church, and we have Jesus himself on our altars. Christmas is truly the time which removes all fear, that all the thoughts or sorrows or any kind of thinkings that God might have left us or that death will overcome us. No, Christmas takes away all those kind of thoughts, and the birth of our Savior, it tells us every year after year that now it is the time when we see more than ever how much God loves us, how much he takes care of us, and how much he wills to see us in heaven, and how truly he will save us. May God bless you and have a merry and blessed Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.